Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the climax of my existence. I'm probably going to be posting on this often if I don't get bored with it. So, well, let's see. So, okay, so I left off. Oh my God, there's like a big fly. Oh my God. So fat. You go on a diet there, man. You're really fat. Anyway, let's be nice to people. We gotta be uplifting. So let's see. Mr. Fly, I love the way you look, but you need to change it, okay? It's unhealthy. Sorry. Okay, anyway, got kind of off track there. I left off where I was fighting the e-girls, and that person came up to me and stuff and was like, oh, I know who you are and whatever, and I was about to release my mom. So let's continue. So I whipped around and I saw Susie Sheep, somebody who used to be my friend but is now not my friend, obviously, because they're evil and stuff. So I'm like, Susie, what are you doing here? And Susie said, I captured your mom. And I'm like, and so I whipped around. I don't know. This is not going off to a good start. Should I just restart it? No, not necessarily. Oh, there's a clock going off. I have to wait for it to shut up before I continue. Clock, oh my God, you interrupted me. Okay, deep breath. Let's just pretend I'm starting this episode over, okay? Because I'm not going to redo it. Okay, so I turned around and I saw Susie Sheep standing there. And she said that she captured my mom. And so I'm like, Susie, you captured my mom. And she was like, yes, Peppa. And she punched me in the face. And I'm like, no, girl. And so I kicked her. And she flew back and collided with one of the e-girls who was just starting to get up. And the e-girl was like, oh, do you listen to 21 Pilots? And Susie was like, I don't listen to 21 Pilots. And the e-girl was like, you don't listen to 21 Pilots. You listen to Panic at the Disco. And she was like, I don't listen to Panic at the Disco. And so the e-girl was like, oh, I am going to kill you. And so the e-girl... And so the e-girl took her chain that she wore and wrapped it around Susie's neck and pulled, and Susie choked. She choked to death. And I'm like, I was actually like pretty sad because like she used to be my best friend, and I'm like, Susie, and I oop. And I didn't cry because I don't have feelings. And so I got my mom out of the prison. But then that Alfredo guy came and said, wait. This was a challenge. Susie wasn't supposed to die. And I'm like, how am I supposed to know that? I'm trying to save my mom. And he was like, I'm the one who captured your mom, you genius. I'm trying to, like, get you to do this challenge. Like, everyone was safe. Nobody was going to hurt you. And you didn't have to knock all these e-girls unconscious. And I'm like, they were a threat. What do you expect me to do to a threat? And he's like, well, you don't do anything. And I'm like, what? Like, don't make sense. Oh, this is a horrible podcast. I'm really sorry. I don't really know where this is going. And so, like, you're mean. I don't want to be affiliated with you anymore. And so, I ran out of wherever I was, the e-girl's base. Or I don't remember what I said last episode. Let's just call it that. And so, I ran out of there. and I ran to the nearest McDonald's and I shouted at the cashier, "One Big Mac, please, to feed my feelings," even though I just said I don't have feelings. I guess I'm just feeding nothing then. Yeah, one Big Mac because, yeah. And so I got the Big Mac and I ate the Big Mac. And the Alfredo guy showed up and he's like, "We need to go back to the training thing." And I'm like, "I don't want to train with you no more." And I threw the remains of my Big Mac in his face. And I don't have any good ideas for this. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking. Whatever. I'll just keep going. Ow, that hurt. And I was like, "Well, you better train with me, or I'll eat your mom." I'm like, "Don't eat my mom, you cannibal." But he said, "I already did, and she tasted like dogs." I'm like, "How do you know what dogs taste like?" And he's like, "'Cause I ate dogs, okay? Duh, of course." And I'm like, "Okay." Kind of low-key, a little scary. And I'm like, "Give me my mom back." And then he puked all over the floor. And I saw the remains of my mom. She was there. I saw a couple eyeballs. A couple of teeth that obviously couldn't be chewed because he can't really chew teeth, you know? And I saw the remains of my mom on the floor. And I'm like, "What the frick? Can you put her back, please?" And he's like, "Not unless if you train with me." And I'm like, "Fine, just put her back." But before I made him do that, I've always been curious. You know, I've always been curious. So I dipped my finger in his puke and tasted my mom. It tasted like pukes, like, I didn't really know. And he was like, "Oh my god, you're disgusting." And then he put my mom back together. And I'm like, "Yay, mom!" And I hugged her and stuff, because she was alive. And, then... it's kind of, like, it rained today, so it's kind of, like, dreary outside. Just, like, sitting here. That big fly is still here. So fat. I think it was in my, I was taking showers in the bathroom yesterday. And then it, like, was, like, flying around the bathroom. And I was, like, scared. And, like, it wouldn't go away. And then, like, the second I came out of the shower, it disappeared. I'm like, oh, my God. But, it's still here. I think it almost got caught in a spider web, but it was too fat, so it didn't. Oh, man. Anyway, where did I leave off? And so, yeah, okay, so put my mom back together. Happy reunion. And so then we went back to the base to begin the second stage of my training. And he was like, "Okay, so what you need to do is you need to kick a turtle off of a cliff." And I'm like, "No, I'm trying to save the turtles." Like, and I poked a metal straw in his eye. And he was like, "That's not funny." And then, okay. And then, we're on this cliff now. And he tells me to kick this turtle. And I'm like, "No, no thanks." But he was like, "Do it, or I'll eat your mom again." I'm like, I didn't want to see that happen. So I kicked the turtle off the cliff. But when I reached the rocks at the bottom, it didn't die. And I'm like, oh, I should have seen that coming from all the stuff I've already known before. And so I took the turtle back to And I kept the turtle as my pet. Okay. Oh, that fat fly is buzzing. Oh my god, it's so loud. Shut up! I'm trying to do a freaking podcast, okay? You're buzzing, or like, whatever you have to say. Better not be talking trash about me. Isn't more important than my podcast. Yes, you. Shut up. I'm talking to you. Anyway. Okay, so now we're back at the training thing. And the guy says, so, I mean, his name is Alfredo. Obviously, I knew that. And so he says, so, why don't we take a little break from training and go rob a Walmart? I'm like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to rob a Walmart. And so we went to Walmart. And then I saw this, a really cool TV. And I'm like, I want to rob this, but it's too big. And he said, I can teleport it into our base for you. I'm like, ooh, that would be sweet. And so we teleported it to our base. And then we found this, And this little girl came up to me and said, Peppa Pig, I'm your biggest fan! And I'm like, oh my god, I don't know who you are! Get away from me! And she started crying! She's like, mommy! And so, until her mommy came, and she freaking hit me with her shoe, and I'm like, I am your daughter's idol, you can't be hidden. Peppa Pig with a shoe, Visco Peppa Pig. And so I broke out my martial arts and chinged her head off with my sword, except she didn't die, and her head came back on her body. And I'm like, oh my god, that was gross, I didn't need to see that. But then the police came out from nowhere, and he's like, hands in the air, or else you're going to jail. Well, actually, you're probably going to jail either way, but, you know, I've never been arrested before, so I don't really... Well, technically, if this is a true story, then I would have been arrested, but whatever. Ignore. And so I'm like, oh my god, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And Mr. Alfredo killed them. He killed them because he's able to kill people, and I'm not. I'm like, yay! And then, like, everyone was gathering around us to see what happened. And the little girl who, like, came up to me and stuff, she was like, Peppa, what are you doing killing people at this hour? And I'm like, And I said, little girl, what are you doing watching me kill people at this hour? And then I snorted in her, ow, that hurt, oh my god. And I snorted in her face, and she cried because all my boogers, like, well, if I'm snorting, the boogers are going back. I'm sorry about that. And she's like, wah, mommy! And her mom tried to freaking hit me with the shoe again. I'm like, do you want to get you want to get decapitated again? And, yeah. And then, Alfredo teleported all those people out of Walmart so he could do more stealing. And so we got... Do they have iPhone 11s at Walmart? I doubt it. Let's just say they do. Well, if this was a true story, then I would know. A plot hole. Anyway. And so, we got the iPhone 11. And I'm like, whoa, the three cameras are actually cool. And they don't look like a freaking... Like, well, they do look like a freaking stove. But, like, I guess it's not bad anymore. Because they actually do good stuff. I mean... I would know about the iPhone 11 because, frankly, I'm not that rich. But, well, this is a true story, so I would know how an iPhone 11 works. Anyway, let's just ignore those plot holes and, like, keep going. And so I got the iPhone 11, and then we, like, took, me and Alfredo, we took selfies with each other and whatnot. And then we went back to the training thing, and it was getting dark outside, and I'm like, we should go to the other side of the world where like China is, because it's light outside, and I can't see like in the dark, so that's really annoying, so I want to go to the light place. And he's like, okay. And so we teleported to China, and I was like, China's really cool and stuff. And so we went to we got more food, and it was really good. And but then we saw somebody. Who did we see? Did Susie Sheep die? I honestly don't remember. Sorry. Anyway, and we saw. Who did we see? We saw Winnie the Pooh. Yes, Winnie the Pooh. And he was like, "Oh, yo, what up, fam? What are you doing here?" And I said, "Winnie the Pooh, go away. And how do you even know who I am?" And he's like, "I am your father." And I'm like, "No, you ain't. My father is my father." And he's like, "Do you ever wonder why your father wouldn't like share his like life with you? And you didn't even know his name? It's because he really wasn't your father, and he was just an android. I am your real father." And, Alfredo. Well, Alfredo is my father from the 73rd alternate universe, so he's different. So he's not an android, because it's like a different universe. And, this doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter. Let's just skip the plot holes, because true stories sometimes have plot holes, you know. I can see a squirrel. That's great. Anyway, and so I'm like, okay, you're my father, that's great, how am I not half bear then? And he's like, "You are." And I'm like, okay. And so he told me to transform back into my human form, so I did that. And then I noticed that my feet weren't feet no more, they were bear paws. And he's like, "You have 10 minutes to you have 10 minutes to cure yourself from my bear disease." And I'm like, uh-oh. And so Alfredo, and I didn't know what to do because we had no idea how to cure this bear disease. And I'm like, what is the bear disease gonna do? It's gonna turn you into a bear. And you won't be able to think like a human no more. And like, you'll be a bear, so like, it's kind of hard. And you'll probably get hunted by people. And I'm like, no, me no wanna die. And so we had to find a way to get rid of this bear disease. So that's where I'm gonna leave off. So stay tuned next episode. I'm sorry for making this one so long. You probably didn't listen to the entire thing. So if you did, well, you can't skip to the end if you're here. Okay. If you skip to the end, like, if you're here because you skipped to the end, I'm literally going to be so mad at you. Okay, anyway, if you are listening to this and you heard the entire thing, then you are great. I love you. So yeah, how long should, like, I feel like next episode shouldn't be this long because it was kind of tiring making it and I didn't know what to say, and you probably all hate it now because it's not as great as what it used to be. But so see you, bye. Might make another episode tomorrow, I don't really know. So bye. Hit those high notes like Mariah Carey.